2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, if you can hear my voice, that must mean it's 19:30 UTC. And this is another episode of, Budget Nature Expeditions, I suppose. My name's Tob, I'm your expedition leader. I'm in horrible shape. My back is still messed up. I thought this would help, but I'm about 30 meters into it, and wow. Yeah. So I'm just trying to stretch my back out walking around. This may not be a good idea. The other problem is that it is not very cool today. It is warm. Should I even be out here? Probably not. But, you know, the things I gotta do to straighten out my back. I'm at Heron Haven, of course, once again, as usual. Don't know why I'm here. I was gonna go to OPPD for look for baby marmots, but there's a lot of people out and about today. So, I have a feeling OPPD is probably pretty crowded. You know what? I'm just now crossing the land bridge, and I've changed my mind. I've got direct sun beating down on me, and I like the idea of looking for baby... Well, no, what the hell. Okay. Changed my mind again. And I'm turning around, and I'm heading out to the blind. And there's some old poop on the trail right here. Is this fox poop? Oh, man. I can barely walk. What in the hell is wrong with me? Do-do-do-do-do. Wandering through the forest, oh yeah. Alright. Let's see, we're at the point where we can turn off and go into the wall blind. So let's go into the wall blind. See what we can find overlooking the billabong. And, oh, there wouldn't be a prayer. There wouldn't appear to be anything back here. There's a lot of cotton floating on the water. There's a lot of old cottonwood trees in here, so that's a sight to be expected, I suppose. A lot of cotton floating around in the air, too. It's very floaty. Not much wind today. It's pretty still. It doesn't help with the heat any. I don't actually know the temperature. Just going by my own judgment, I would say it's around 82, 84. Low 80s, I would say. No breeze. And extraordinarily high humidity. I'm still moving, though. Oh, the pain is shooting down into my legs. It hurts in my knees, and it hurts in my shins. It's very bizarre. Alright, I'm standing... Oh, I can see some baby duckies. I'm standing on the footbridge that overlooks the snapper reproduction pond. And there's a mommy ducky out there. With a whole bunch of babies, at least half a dozen. Hard to count because they're all clustered around her. But they're swimming around being very ducky baby-like. So that's awesome. Finally, I'm in some shade. That's some kind of relief. And I'm walking down towards the blind and trying not to inhale any cotton. Oh, there's people in the blind. Yeah, I'm done. I can't do this today. Turning around, I'm gonna walk out of here. Wow, I didn't know I was in this bad of shape. Boy, when I was sitting in the car, it didn't seem so bad, but yeah. Let's start walking out of here. You know, the stupid thing is, man, I can smell that something fox or whatever. Oh, I got my back brace on, and I'm pretty sure it's making things worse instead of better. I have to stop every 25 yards to bend over and stretch. Okay, like that, and I get up and keep going. Whew. I'm actually not having fun right now, which is weird because I'm always having fun. Oh, there's some fungal growth on some of these logs. Nothing super interesting at this time. Not enough to get me to stop walking. Now I'm trying to decide if I want to go directly home or if I want to go over to OPPD, which will probably be full of people, including lots of female photographers taking pictures of babies and or people getting married. So I kind of want to avoid that place, because then I just get a bunch of kids running around screaming and my matis won't come out and see me. But I do want to get pictures of baby marmots because I like them so much. Do I want to go over there? I'll give it some consideration. I just want to go up to check these logs, see if there's any mushrooms up here. Oh yeah, there's a whole boatload of some kind of caprinus. Not mica caps, not shaggy manes. These are kind of shaggy though, but they're not shaggy manes. They're, God, who the hell knows? Alright, turn around. Let's walk out of here. Alright, so I walk around the building here. Get out my keys. Try to open my car. Thank God it opened on the first try. Here's the tricky part, is trying to sit down. Although I think I figured it out. Oh. Okay. I'm in my car. We're gonna do some radio magic. We're gonna magically appear somewhere else. I don't know where. In 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are. At the Omaha Public Power District Arboretum. And, you know, I'm not Nostradamus or anything, but let me just say that the entire Amateur Women's Photography Union is, in fact, here. There's a lot of couples here with extraordinarily ugly babies who thought it would somehow make their baby more attractive to have their photo taken near the electrical substation. Yeah, it makes some kind of sense, but that doesn't mean I understand it. I'm slowly walking down the path, crossing over a footbridge, quelle surprise. Generally in the area of my baby matis that I don't see because, well, there's a boatload of people here. Baby matis, they only wants to hang out with me, not with boatloads of other people who don't get it. And so, I don't seize any matis. So I think what I'm going to do is, there's no shade here anymore. Kind of makes me mad. I'm going to hide under this tree for a minute and see if any baby matis come out to see me. And I've discovered something interesting. Apparently I can sit in this position and it doesn't hurt. I'm sitting on a pile of mulch. That is, you know, mulching a tree. And I'm looking over at the marmot den area. I don't see any action. Yet. I'm gonna keep sitting here for a few minutes and see what happens. And what's falling on me? Are there birds in this tree? Oh, there's birdies in another tree. Must be some baby birdies. Maybe we should check that out here in a few minutes. I'll keep watching for motts right now. Okay, I've been sitting here for quite a while, and I was just about to get up and say, oh, we're not going to find them today. And right as I was starting to sort of get up, I heard a funny noise and a lot of tree action, claws on bark. But it wasn't the marmot claws on bark sound. When I looked over, I heard, racha, 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 racha. And then I saw one of our little dudes come running down the grass and then zipped back into the forest. There's a lot of squirrel action going on. There's some 5 or 6 squirrels in the middle of some kind of, you know, squirrel action. And I think it's spooking the motties. Because this one mottie, baby mottie, came out and he went zipping back in there. And 2 seconds ago, a squirrel came out and ran up to me. He's about 2 meters away. He stared at me for a while. He went back in there. So I'm going to... I've actually moved. I've come up a little bit higher on the hill to look into some other dens. These marmots are moving between 2 dens that are about, I don't know, 30 meters apart, 40 meters apart. So now I'm sitting up here looking for these dudes. And there's lots of sounds back there. There's lots of squirrels running around. All kinds of weirdness. So I think I'll sit here a little bit longer, see if I can see some baby motts to take pictures of, because I still got no pictures today. Oh, I just saw something. What was that? Was that a squirrel? Or was that a motty? We'll never know. Well, I just stood up for a second to improve my vantage point. And yes, there's this baby motty right there, 4 meters away, but he's hiding behind foliage near his hole. And when I stood up, I could see over all the little leafy stuff, and there he was, staring right back out at me. And I think he's just watching me. He doesn't want to come out and see what's going on because he's a little bit freaked out. I've been sitting here for a while, waiting for these dudes to come out. They don't want to come out. I think I'm spooking them too much, so what does this all mean? Should we leave? Should we stay here a little bit longer? I'm going to sit here for a few more minutes, see what happens. Well, I really can't hold this position much longer. Wow, there goes those squirrels going crazy. Between me sitting here and those squirrels directly above this marmot, jumping from tree to tree, making so much crazy noise, chasing each other around, these guys aren't going to come out. So I'm going to stand back up. Yep. And this guy, he's still watching me. Oh, ducked down into his hole. That's a good baby mott. There's some mushrooms right up here too, but I don't want to get any closer because I don't want to freak these guys out too much. Although, oh yeah, I can get a little bit closer. 1, 2, 3, I'm 3 meters away from 2 baby motts. Oh, they're giving each other kitty kisses or motty kisses. Hi, motties. Oh, and they're little guys. They're so nice. Let's see if I can sneak up a little bit closer. Oh, he's just staring at me. And the thing of it is, he's in the shade. The hole is covered with shrubbery, so I can't get any pictures of him. I can see him, and he's got white light on his nose. Hi, Mati. Oh, he's such a good baby. Maybe I will try to take a picture before these people get up here and make too much noise and spook him. Oh, yeah, his brother just came out and sat next to him and said, "Hey, what are you doing? Looking at that guy? How many are down in there?" There's two. There's at least two. And I have tried to take a picture or two. Pretty sure we're not going to see anything, but we're not going to know until I get home. And look at these on my computer. But they're back there. Hi, buddy. You want to come out and play with me, do some Mati stuff? He says, "What is Mati stuff?" And a big bumblebee just flew by my head. Try to get another picture here. Oh, boy. Yeah, it says, "Oh, I'm so hidey. I'm gonna hide from you. And all these people. These are my good buddy Martin." I'm like, "That's baby Mati time." You know how the other day I said there's always one brave one in the litter? I have clearly found the brave guy. I am pretty close. I'm 2.5 meters away from this little dude. And he is not shirking. Somebody coming up behind me? What the hell is that noise? He's just sort of sitting in the shallow bowl of his hole, looking at me, going, "Hey, what's going on?" And I'm going to try to get a couple more pictures. I can't see him on the view screen. I can't see Jack. I'm just blindly snapping pictures. Oh, he's so nice. Okay. He sort of ducked down a little bit more, so I should probably move away. I'm all of 2 meters from the hole. Where are you, buddy? I'm trying to find him in the viewfinder, and I can't. Yeah, what are you doing, Mr. Mati baby? He's kind of skinny. All right, I'm gonna back off. Walking away, slowly backing up. All right, I'm gonna go over here to where I originally was and see what these birds are squawking about over here. You know, my back was a little bit better while I was sitting down. Once I get up and start walking, though, starts getting all aggravated-y again. All right, where's that tree at? That's this tree, right? Are there some birdies in this tree? Who's making that noise in this tree? Who's making squawky bird noises? Walking around some kind of pine tree. And there's a bee. And nobody's squawking and making any noise. The exact kind of tree is Riverside Omorica Serbian spruce. So, you know, it's just a lovely spruce tree. And there may or may not be a bird nest in it. I don't know. Alright, I'm done with this, so what I think I'm going to do is just do a quick walkthrough of OPPD right here. I can hear birds squawking. I can hear squirrels squawking. I'm kind of walking up this trail back to where I was sitting, where we do know there are some Mati babies. And they're right back there, hiding behind those plants, sitting in their Mati hole, having a fun Mati day, doing Mati stuff, playing Mati games, which I think are similar to reindeer games. But more suited for skewrids. Is this a funky fungus? Oh yeah, look at this. There's some wolf's milk slime on this log. So I will take a picture, put the camera in macro mode. Dun, da, da, da. Get up here nice and close. I don't know if that's any good. Let's take another one. That one's terrible. Is this even in focus? That one's probably the best one. That's good enough for me. It's not like I've never taken pictures of that stuff before. What's this down here? Oh, it's this chocolate tube fungus. The shortest chocolate tube fungus I've ever seen. Might as well take some pictures of this. These aren't very good pictures, but I don't think I care because this isn't very good chocolate tube fungus. What's this over here? Nothing. Well, I guess maybe that was worth it. Even though I'm in extraordinary discomfort, to the point where I might say pain, if I wasn't such a brute he-man. Oh, it's been worth it to go outside today because I did get to see at least two baby moths. Saw some hilarious squirrel action. Oh, and we got to see wolf's milk slime and chocolate tube fungus all within 10 feet of each other. All right. I'm walking down a little path that I never walked down just because I'm usually walking the long way through here, but today we're kind of taking the short route. And it occurs to me that I could sneak up behind the marmot den here. Although, I still got a little creek in the way, so it's not like... No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not quite... don't quite have the line of sight that we need here. So, I'll just keep on moving down this secondary path, looking for stuff. What are we looking for? Oh, I don't know, any old kind of fungus. And I do know that there's some stuff that usually grows up around in here. I'm not seeing it now, though. But that's okay. It will show up shortly. It's been a little dry for the last 24 hours. I don't know when the next rain is coming. I haven't been paying any attention. Oh, I see kind of a big mushroom up here. Oh, what is this? I got robins, birds, doing that thing where they just sort of sit flat on the ground and spread their wings out. I don't know if they're getting warm or not, so I don't want to walk up there. I don't want to hassle the birdies. They're having birdie suntan time or whatever. Oh, I got kind of excited there for a second because I'm coming out of the forest and I just going over to a bridge that is known for having marmots hiding underneath it, and I saw something, but it's just a squirrel. I'm tired of regular squirrels. They're killing my marmot buzz. Oh, there's two, and they're going crazy, chasing each other around the bridge. I'm trying to get on the bridge. Where are these guys going? Coming towards me, running away from me. Hi, you squirrely squirrels. What are you guys doing? Was that another squirrel, or was that a marmot? Damn it. Something was in the grass. I missed it. And it looked big, like bigger than a squirrel. This one squirrel's looking down there. Wow, I'm a meter away from a squirrel. Okay, squirrel's leaving. What just ran under the bridge? Was it a mott? I'm pretty sure it was a mott. Now I gotta stay here. Luckily, I'm in the shade. And wait to see if it's a motty or notty. Yes, just saw him. I was leaning over the fence and I saw a Mati and he ducked back in. I don't know if it was an adult Mati or if it is a baby Mati. So we're going to sit here for a few more minutes and see what we can find. I have a feeling it's a Mati day. Got to be very stealthy and walk very quietly, because he can hear my footy steps. There's a wedding party just over there. I don't know if they're making too much noise for my Mati or Nati. I've backed off the bridge and I'm trying to get a line of sight under the bridge to where that Mat was. No, he's not right there anymore, which means he's under this part, the part that I was standing on. Whew. It's getting a bit warm out here for all this marmot detective work. Where does that guy go? You know what? I bet when I was approaching that Mat was on that log right there, because that's a perfect Mati log. And then when he heard me coming close, he decided to run under the bridge and be Mr. Hiding, because that's what they do sometimes, is they like to hide. I'm standing here on the bridge and I'm leaning over the railing in various places, looking for a Mat nose to stick out, because they will peek out and then you can see them. They want to know where you are just as much as you want to know where they are. It's the Mati cycle. So I keep peeking over in various places, but I'm not seeing my guy again. He's a little spooked and a little bit hiding, and I'm starting to run out of time, so I'm gonna go off the other end of the bridge, the end that I did not get on to, and walk over here to see if I have a better vantage point looking underneath the bridge. No, I really don't. Well, at least we do know that there's a guy under there. And I don't, like I said, I don't know if it's a baby or if it's a full-size Mati. But I think I'm going to walk away. Starting to get warm. I've got some back issues. Some back issues of what? National Geographic? No, I must be the only person in the world who doesn't collect National Geographic. And so I'm walking back to my car. Just as well, because it is 1958 UTC, which means I gotta start wrapping this up and say things like, you've been listening to another thrilling episode of the Dubious Marmot Committee. This show, or a show similar to it but with a different name, airs every day at 1930 UTC, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and pretty much every other day, because boy, do we get up to some wacky stuff here. We get to see some dudes, and I'm back to my car. Oh, and I'm sitting down in the car, which makes my back feel better, but boy, is it hot in here right now. Land of mercy. All right, where are we at here? Yeah, blah, 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 Dubious Goals Committee. Tune in tomorrow. My name's Tobe. Zing Zang's the other. I guess that's about it. The only thing really left for me to say is, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Level 076 at several exchanges.